Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, guys, and thanks for tuning in to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. That's where you guys can call in and comment on today's episode. All right. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am Frank Williams. Hey, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. If it wasn't for you, I would not be here. I love you guys so much. And just, you know, I really do. I mean, people think that I'm kidding when I say that kind of stuff, but I'm not. I mean, I really do love you guys tuning in and listening to me go on and on each day about this and that and this and that. But, hey, that's what I do, right? Now, it's 68 degrees right now in the ATL, and today this was our high of 68. Well, let's see. Yeah, this was our high today of 68, and it's 68 degrees right now in the ATL. It's supposed to go down to 53 tonight, and then tomorrow we're looking at 72 and rain, and a low of 61 tomorrow. Wednesday, 67 and rain. Thursday, 50 and partly cloudy. So we're looking at rain over the next 2 days. So I guess take your umbrellas with you to work, and because it's going to be wet the next couple of days. All right. Now, today's word of the day is abject. Abject. Abject is an adjective, and it's spelled A-B-J-E-C-T. Abject is an adjective, and it's spelled A-B-J-E-C-T. And the first meaning is sunk to or existing in a low state or condition. Sunk to or existing in a low state or condition. The second meaning is cast down in spirit or spiritless. And also expressing or offered in a humble and often ingratiating spirit. All right. So abject, you know, really just means feeling low or low state or condition. Okay. And, you know, some people you say he sank to an all time low when he said that. But you could replace that with he was abject when he said that. So that's a great word. I mean, you guys can grab that and run with it if you'd like. OK. Again, 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Call in. Let's talk about what's going on. Now, today's episode, and before I get into today's episode, okay, I saw some disturbing news on yesterday, on Sunday. And you know, sometimes I take this stuff with a grain of salt as to what it is when it comes from Facebook, but I kind of looked at the story, and it was true that a 79-year-old woman died from electrocution. Okay, but the electrocution came from her dildo, which is, you know, I'm sure. Well, I'm not sure, but I know some of you ladies know that's what females use to masturbate. what can I say? How can I say this? I'm trying to figure it out. Her vibrator, okay? Her vibrator. So, and they when the paramedics found her, the vibrator was inside of her, and it had malfunctioned, and that's what killed her from electrocution. Okay, not a funny story. It's a sad story, but at the same time, 79-year-old woman. She's 79 years old. So I don't know. Can't figure that one out. Anyway, I thought maybe you guys would get, you know, that'd be some news for you. So let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is entitled "The United Nations." Y'all know who the United Nations are. Investigating the United States. And I said, you won't believe why. So we're going to discuss the reasons why the UN has put together a committee to investigate the United States. And this committee, okay, is put together by the United Nations. Now, the United Nations are, you know, allies. That means people who work together around the world, all these nations around the world, they get together and they talk, okay? And they, you know, sometimes bring sanctions, which are like fines and stuff like that, against other countries who are committing crimes against their laws, okay? So that's exactly what they're doing to the United States. They're getting ready. They're investigating. They want to investigate the United States for crimes against their laws. And these are human rights crimes. Okay, again, I'll say it. These are human rights crimes. Okay, and they're looking at the United States of being cited for police violence. And cited means you're gonna have to pay for this. Police violence, racism, and they're gonna look at some things within the United States. And I want to read some of this article. And I'm on AmericaAlJazeera.com. That's it's a foreign news site, but this is their version of like CNN, okay? And the United Nations are investigating the United States for these crimes against human rights, okay? So this says the United States was slammed over its rights record Monday at the United Nations Human Rights Council, with member nations criticizing the country for police violence and racial discrimination. The issue of racism and police brutality dominated the discussion on Monday during the country's second universal periodic review. Country after country recommended that the United States strengthen legislation and expand training to eliminate racism and excessive use of force by law enforcement. Okay. And it also says use of excessive force by police was a major part of this year's UPR, which is the same as Universal Periodic Review, okay? And the fact that we still don't have a reliable national figure to know how many people are killed by police or what the racial breakdown is of those people is a travesty, she said. A nation as advanced as the United States should be able to gather that number. And you know why they won't gather that number. They won't gather the number of people that are killed by police and let the United Nations know, or the committee know, how many people that is and what the racial breakdown is, because they don't want other people to know what that is. That's why they won't give them a number of how many. And because, of course, everyone knows this is not something new to all of us. Everyone know how the police and the police brutality has been against African American people, against Black people, and that number that they're looking for, I'm sure, is very skewed. That means that it's a lot more Black people who are being abused by the police than there are any other race. Okay? And it says, although the problems are not new, the death of young men like Gray and Brown and the unrest that followed their killings in the United States, cities over the past year has attracted the attention and criticism of the international community. The U.S. responded to questions and recommendations from 117 countries during a 3.5-hour session in Geneva on Monday morning, with the high level of participation leaving each country just 65 seconds to speak. Among the various concerns raised by the United Nations member states was the failure to close the Guantanamo Bay detention facility, the continued use of the death penalty, the need for adequate protections for migrant workers, and protection of the rights of indigenous people. The members also states, member states also called on the United States to end child labor, human trafficking, and sexual violence against Native American and Alaska Native women, and to lift restrictions on the use of foreign aid to provide safe abortion services for rape victims in conflict areas. So I'm not going to read a whole lot of this. I did read through this, and I'm just going to give you guys my opinion of this, okay? Because you know, it's a lot of rhetoric in here that I don't want to throw at you, but the deal is that if, you know, the United Nations and these other countries around the world, they want to know, okay, why the United States are having so many problems with police brutality, racism, and the problem with human rights. They want to know, why is it such a problem in the United States and not big problems around in the rest of the world? Okay? And that's something that we've been trying to figure out for a long time, to be honest with you. Why is it such a big problem with police brutality against, why is it? And I mean, I can think of some reasons why, but this has been going on for years and years and years, all the way back to slavery days. Okay? And you can even go beyond slavery days and talk about how the white man treated the Native American people, killed, raped, and pillaged them for years, took their property and all this kind of stuff. Then, you know, it comes into slavery where you go and brutally capture African American people, bring them to the United States, and then you know, use them as, I don't know, I guess slaves, what I'm saying, slavery, and you treat them like they're not human beings. Treat them like animals. And now, as it goes on all through the years, it comes around to people who are in these law enforcement positions. They want to use their positions to hurt black people. And it's funny that you have black police officers that don't commit those type of crimes against white people or black people. So why is that? Now, we know that black officers arrest white people all the time. Okay? They arrest them all the time. But why aren't the black police officers shooting and killing unarmed white criminals? I mean, unarmed. Why aren't black police officers shooting and killing naked white men? You got an officer that was just indicted for shooting and killing a naked man, totally naked, didn't have a weapon or anything, but he shot and killed him, that man, for no reason. And now he's going to jail for it, which is where he should be. And these people who killed this Michael Brown up in Ferguson, Missouri, that guy should have been under the jail. The guy that killed Trayvon Martin down in Florida, I think, he should be under the jail. Police officers that are going around shooting people and killing people, they should be under the jail. They should go to jail. That's a crime. And you know, I just saw a video from 2014 where a black man was running on foot, running from police officers who was in an SUV. They chased him into a parking lot, closed, no one in the parking lot, but they have surveillance cameras. Okay, chased the guy into the parking lot. The guy stopped, raised his hands, and laid on the ground, gave himself up. Now it was five police officers that jumped out of that vehicle in Florida, jumped out of that vehicle, grabbed this guy, laid on top of him. One guy was just beating him in the face. This other guy had his knee just kneeing him as hard as he could into his side, into his ribs, and they brutally beat this guy. Didn't kill him, but they brutally beat this guy. And he had given himself up. He wasn't resisting arrest. Okay, one of the cops had a body camera on him, but he moved his body so that the camera would only show the tops or the heads of these police officers. So they weren't able to see what they were doing to this guy through the body video, okay? And they kept screaming, "Stop resisting! Stop resisting!" And you could hear the guy saying, "I'm not resisting. I'm not moving." And they were just wailing on him, punching him and kicking him in his ribs. So they brutally beat this guy, five of them on one person. And then they lied about what happened. They lied in their report about what happened. They said he was resisting arrest, and that's what they had to do in order to bring him in. Okay? But what happened was the store had video, again, the store had surveillance video up on the, you know, from the, I guess, you know, under the overhang of the store pointing down. And they could see everything that happened with these police officers. They saw him run this guy down. They saw the guy put his hands up, lay on the ground, face down. They put his hands behind his back, put him in handcuffs, and start beating him. And he didn't try to resist arrest. But that's what they claim he did, and that's why they had to beat him like they beat him. Well, one of the police officers is going to jail. The other four resigned, so they quit. But they may be in trouble also, I believe. Okay? And so, you know, that's the kind of stuff that's happening now. And what I'm trying to say is I'm not talking about race. I'm not talking about racism here and there. I'm talking about fairness. I'm talking about treating black people just like you treat white people when you arrest them. Okay? If he committed a crime, he should go to jail. I believe that. But I don't believe that you should beat the hell out of somebody just because they're black. I don't believe that. So I believe that the only way to start shaking this stuff up and keeping these and get these some of these police officers, bad police officers, because there are good ones out there, to get some of these bad police officers off the street is to put them in jail. Put them in jail. Lock them up. And don't let them out. Let them see what it feels like to be in jail. All right? Again, guys, thank you for tuning in to the show. That's all my time for today. I'll see you guys tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Good night. Yo, Mike, check, 1, 2, 1, 2.